pork industry faces financial disaster. Drought and the impact on higher feed prices may be on the verge of creating a financial disaster for the pork industry and other livestock species as well. The crop stress, which began in Indiana and Illinois, is now spreading further to the west. Most of the media attention has been focused on crop producers who face large yield losses. However, the animals industries may ultimately fare even worse. Crop producers have the potential for two compensating income streams when yields are low. The first is what is called the natural hedge. When yields are low across a broad geographic area, then prices generally rise. This is especially true when stocks-to-use ratios are tight, as they are now. Under these conditions, a 10% reduction in national yields is often offset by a rise in prices that is substantially more than 10%. This means that revenues tend to not be as negatively affected as the yield losses. Secondly, many crop acres have some type of crop insurance that can help cushion the financial blows of low yields. While these conditions hold on average, there obviously will be considerable ranges in how individual farm families are impacted. Pork and animal producers tend to not have any form of income protection against higher feed prices, at least in the short run. The weather market is just 3 weeks old at this writing. Corn prices have risen by $2.25 a bushel and meal by $100 a ton based on December 2012 futures. These represent a 45% increase for corn and 28% increase for soybean meal. These higher feed prices have to be absorbed by the animal industry, causing a collapse in their financial margins. This is because they cannot pass higher feed cost on to the consumer. There simply is no natural hedge for the animal industries, at least in the short run. The collapsed margins that we're talking about result in financial losses, and that causes discouragement among animal producers. This will result in selling at lighter weights and the beginning of liquidation of some of the breeding herd and breeding flocks immediately, but especially this fall. Unfortunately, the increased slaughter this summer and fall will tend to increase production and may cause even some downward price pressure on animal prices. Over time, meat, milk, eggs, and milk products, that production will drop and the prices of those animals and products will rise such that the cost of higher price feed is ultimately passed on to consumers. Animal producers will get a compensation for their higher feed cost, but that comes after a prolonged period of losses, really over the next year, that some producers just simply cannot make it through. Well, how was this going to play out for the pork industry outlook here on the morning of July 9th of 2012? December futures prices were about $7.30 a bushel for corn and $450 a ton for soybean meal. The estimated cost of pork production will have reached a record high level for the third quarter of this year, July, August, and September, and that's at about $72 per live hundredweight. And that drops a little bit for the fall and winter to around $69, but those are record high cost of production. Hog prices cannot achieve those lofty costs, and so losses are anticipated to be about $20 a head for pork producers over the next three quarters. There's just little hope to cover those costs until feed prices can hopefully come down in the fall of 2013, but that's a year away. That's more than a year away at this point, and that certainly is a long horizon of losses. Producers can be expected to do what they can by marketing animals more quickly, and that means marketing at lower weights. In the last 3 weeks, the average live weight of hogs has dropped 3 pounds from 277 down to 274 per head. We should expect further reductions in those weights in coming weeks. Producers also will quickly look for low productivity sows. They'll try to cull those out and not feed them any more feed than they have to. The decision to liquidate sows, that's going to take a little bit more time. but that could begin by the end of the summer and especially going on into this fall. Sows that go to market and are not rebred, say in August, well, they're not going to have a litter in December, and they will not have market-ready hogs early next summer. So the important point here is that hog prices for the last half of 2013 should begin to rise, because we're going to move, I think, to the start of a pretty quick liquidation late this summer. This will likely be reflected then in higher lean hog futures prices for the last half of 2013. The drought, as we know, is ongoing, and the impact on feed prices is probably going to be dynamic. For those hog producers who can survive the financial pressure over the next year, there certainly can be an improvement, but that's not really going to start in terms of some profitability until the last half of 2013. And that's, of course, because hog prices should be higher by that point. The short feed and situation and high prices will have been rationed out by that point. And hopefully, by next summer, we have prospects for a more normal 2013 yields. Well, those in the animal industry need to be articulate and talk about and get the information out that they're going to be under extreme financial stress as they go through the next 12 to 15 months. The immediate view is that crop producers will bear the brunt of the financial losses, but losses in the animal industries will be enormous over the next year. Perhaps they will become considerably greater even than the losses in the crop sector. This articulation of people in the animal industry is important, not only to alert our consumers to higher retail food prices to come, but also to policymakers. Policymakers will likely have an influence in potentially releasing CRP lands for grazing and haying, on any potential disaster payments that would come from the federal government, and in helping the EPA and USDA make decisions about the size of the 2013 renewable fuel standard. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.